This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Called emotional wisdom. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, calamities happen to everyone. We all have problems. That is part of life. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Indeed, man was created in the state of kabad. You know, problems all the time. What is sad is this, my brothers and sisters. Some of us can only see their problems. They can only live their problems. What happens is this. Problems are inevitable. They are inevitable. You cannot escape them. Problems are not escapable. You have no choice. Problems are not escapable, but misery is optional. Misery is optional, meaning that it is not the problem that should worry you, but rather how do you react to that problem is a greater question to ask. So now part of what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us is the emotional wisdom. Do not be under shackles because of the type of way that you choose to react to the problems that are going around. Liberate yourself of this. Live a free man. Problems are happening. And like we said the other day, if your problem can be solved, then don't worry. And if your problem cannot be solved, then worrying will not help you. So why are you worried? And then again we learn, the Prophet ﷺ will speak of many other shackles. Oh Allah, inability, speaking of emotional wisdom. They say that there was a man that was blind and he was crippled and he just had all sorts of problems. And he's sitting down and he's saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So someone passed by him and said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, look at you. You're blind, you're crippled, you're bound to this chair, and all we hear from you is, Alhamdulillah, what are you talking about? So he said, Alhamdulillah, that Allah gave me a tongue that is constantly remembering Allah. He said, Alhamdulillah, that He gave me a heart that has accepted the will of Allah. He said, Alhamdulillah, that has given me a body that is patient with the tests of Allah. You know what happened is that he could have said, oh, la ilaha illallah, look at this and look at that, and you know, and you would give yourself every single excuse to feel miserable. Inna Allah yubghidu al-bu'sa wa al-taba'us. Allah hates misery and faking misery or bringing misery upon yourself. It is not, my brothers and sisters, again, it is not befitting to the character of a believer. Liberate yourself of this. Have what we call emotional wisdom. Similarly, emotional wisdom, some people are just easily angered. And that stops them from achieving. They break many friendships. They are always in problems with their spouses. They're always, you know, they can be triggered by anything. But then the Prophet ﷺ, when time came to his companion, said, مَن تَعُدُّونَ الْقَوِيَّ فِيكُمْ. Whom do you consider to be a strong person? So now the answer is very obvious. They said, Ya Rasulullah, man yasra'u al-rijal. They said, Prophet of Allah, it is he who is able to wrestle down other men. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, La, laysa al-qawiyu bis-sur'a. He said, the strength is not determined by you wrestling other men. Innama al-qawiyu man yamliku nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab. He said, the strong man is indeed he who has control over himself when he is angry. But we go again, emotional wisdom. Liberate yourself of this. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, of these shackles is ajiz and kasal, inability and laziness. Inability, what it is that you have the desire, you have the will, but you have no means. Kasal, laziness, is when you have the means, but you do not have the desires. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh, I don't want to be in that situation where I am crippled, where I am shackled, when I am put down. And you know what they say about lazy people? They will always do more work tomorrow. Isn't that what lazy people do? So we will do more work, but tomorrow.